Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to How to Date, a show about how to master the messy, complex, challenging, and bizarre world of dating when you really didn't think you'd be back here again. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imber.
And I'm your co-host, Monique Robin.
All right, so I've got a hot tip for us today, which was actually something that I was reading about in one of the psychology newsletters that I subscribe to, Monique.
Oh, this sounds good.
Yeah, so this was a study that was done by a group of psychologists in the Netherlands, and it was led by Tilla Pronk, who is an assistant professor of social psychology at Tilburg University. And what she was wanting to do is investigate this paradox where, thanks to online dating, there's basically more possibilities, like more potential new partners than we've ever been presented with in the past. But at the same time, there's never been more single people in Western society. So this is an interesting paradox going on, right?
Yeah.
So Tilla set up a series of studies where she basically replicated the experience of Tinder or any of the dating apps where you're presented with a certain number of profiles and you had to either like or not like those profiles. And what she found is that the more profiles you're presented with over time, the less satisfied you are with the people that you're being presented with. So you basically, the longer you're swiping through and the more profiles you're seeing, you get increasingly pessimistic about these people. And also you get pessimistic about yourself being accepted by these people. So it being like a mutual swipe right situation. And she calls this phenomenon the rejection mindset. So basically the rejection mindset is where over time people kind of close off to mating and dating opportunities the longer they're swiping for and the more profiles are seeing.
It makes so much sense. It's so interesting to have that intuitive feel that we all have, which we've called dating fatigue, validated by research.
Yeah, yeah. And so, look, what I've started doing as a result of having a look at that study is that I try to tune into how I'm feeling when I'm on the apps. And I feel like I'm now very aware when I get to a point where I'm swiping, where my decisions are lazy decisions, where I'm like, no, I don't think so, as opposed to deliberately going, yes.
For this reason, for this specific reason.
Yeah, yeah. So once I find myself getting lazy in my decision making and just swiping left just almost instantly or automatically, I go, okay, time to get off the dating apps because I've got that rejection mindset. And then I'll come back on when I'm feeling like more energetic or alert.
That is a great tip. And to put it in lay terms, I'd say when you're noticing that you're becoming really fatigued by dating.
Yeah.
And that rejection mindset is what underpins that fatigue. It's just such a clarifying tip. What I also think is that when we become immersed in that rejection mindset, we also use criteria that aren't really the basis of rejection. They're just lazy. Like the first thing I will do when I'm getting tired or in that rejection mindset will be like, no, I don't like his hair color. No, he doesn't dress nicely, left. But you're right, it comes from an underlying rejection mindset.
That's right. It's just like path of least resistance is to swipe left. Yeah. So that's my hot tip of the week. When you find yourself experiencing that rejection mindset or dating fatigue in layman's terms, where you're just swiping left, but not really for any good reason other than just can't be bothered. You've just, basically swiped through too many profiles on the apps. just stop, just put the app away, be mindful of that and come back to it when you're feeling more energized.
So to follow on from that, you can ask yourself, what are the reasons I've swiped left on this person? And if A, you can't answer them, or B, they're pretty pathetic reasons, then you're clearly in that rejection mindset and need to take a break.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's great.
That's the tip for this week.
Love it.
That is it for today's show. If you have enjoyed How to Date, why not share it with other people that you think could benefit from some of the advice that we are offering? And if you enjoyed this episode, we would love to get your feedback. Please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listened to this show from. And we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.